Voice of Fumishin and Rabbi Yonasan Aimer, he used to say, Kol HaMakaymes HaTorah Ma'oni, anyone who fulfills the Torah in poverty, Sofer L'Kama Ma'osher, in the end will fulfill it in wealth, V'Kol HaMavatel Es HaTorah Ma'osher, and anyone who neglects the Torah in wealth, Sofer L'Vatel Ma'oni, in the end will neglect it in poverty. So, interesting, he brings over here that some of the commentators say, maintain you can't take this Mishnah literally, because you see people who keep the Torah and they pass from this world and they're still poor, you know, and people who are wealthy and they don't observe the Torah and they pass from the world and you know, and they're still wealthy, yeah. So, he says what it means is that people shouldn't use their poverty or their wealth as an excuse not to learn. Because somebody who's poor and says the reason he's not learning Torah is because I'm poor and I'm involved in that, you know. So that person, if he was rich, he also wouldn't learn. And the person who's wealthy and he says the reason I'm not learning Torah is because I'm so busy with my business and my assets and everything else and I don't have time to learn Torah. So the Mishnah is teaching that you'd see if that person was poor, he also wouldn't be learning Torah. He's just using his wealth as a cover up not to learn Torah.